welcome to Power Start Your Day with Dame Nicola Smith Jackson, helping everyday people to build their empire and win at life, money, and business. And now, here's your lifestyle, money, and business coach, Dame Nicola.
Morning and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is our Christmas edition, and I am so grateful to be here with you. And people are saying, are you live? Absolutely, I am. I am so grateful to be alive in this season, and I could not miss the opportunity to celebrate the life of Jesus Christ with you. And this is the thing. I am a well-read person of the Bible. I am. I love God. Not for me to be smart or anything. It's just because I love the Lord so much. He's done so much for me. And I know that there will be people that will say, listen, Jesus was not even born on December 25th. And I get it. The Bible doesn't really give us an exact day or date. As a matter of fact, they may say it feels more from the description that it should be more in the fall. I get it. I don't know about you, but do you feel in the air that the world need to celebrate Jesus Christ right now? One who died for us to have life and have it more abundantly. We know that in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, said the Lord will send a sign and the virgin will conceive a son. And this is to remind us that God is with us, Emmanuel, his name is Emmanuel, God with us. Don't you feel like you need God to be with us, that you know he's never left, he's here, knows everything, knew everything before what's happening now. And so I just wanted to give that opportunity to you, to me. We don't know if it's our last opportunity to celebrate him right now. And so Jesus will always be the reason for every season of my life. But while the world is paying attention, I'm so with putting him on main stage. And so, guys, we are here, and this is Financial Freedom Friday, and there are so many families that are not having a great time right now, and I know that, and I want you to know that you're not alone. I know what it's like to have those types of seasons where it seems like it's dim or even dark, and I want to give you hope, and so this is what I want you to know, right? We've been talking about as we're moving into the new year, like the things of old, meaning even of yesterday, everything has to have its place. And so you're here today, and I want you to get prepared because the new year has already begun. 2021 is already in place, and I know this is an evergreen recording, but it's important for us to record these times and dates, stamp it. Because you're going to look back and say, wow, I survived that. And so we want to talk about making resolutions that you can stick to. I can tell you right now, resolutions, you have to have a way of resolving at any given time, anything in your life, your business, things that affect your money, whenever is necessary. That doesn't need a occasion, like the new year turning over, the same way like we don't need an occasion to celebrate Jesus Christ. And so I want you to know that in order for you to do this and get really good at it, you got to go to Proverbs 4 and 7, which says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. So this is what we want. We want to focus on the Word of God and actually focus on implementing what he says. But not only knowing what he says, get an understanding so that we won't be lost. We'll understand what's happening now. And he's sending us so many signs right now, and just the opportunity that today is our Financial Freedom Friday. And it's the day that we can say our brother Jesus Christ, our Savior Jesus Christ, was born. If you want to do it in October, do it in October. I do it every day. But we're going to go to the Lord and we're going to give him thanks. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day you've made, and we're glad that grace we're here in the land of the living. Heavenly Father, we know that you are sending so many signs right now here on earth. And for those who will call you Abba Father, those who will call you by your name, let them line up with only kingdom thoughts on this day. Dear Lord, as we're coming to not make petitions made known on today, we're coming to celebrate life, as well as the gratefulness of the death of Jesus Christ. We thank you, dear Lord, that you said in all thy getting, get an understanding, and you know the beginning and the end because you are the Alpha and the Omega. You knew exactly that we would be here at this time in this earth, and so help us do everything that we're called to do through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. For those who are feeling powerless, let them lean unto not their own understanding, but lean into the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way here at Power Start Your Day, because we know that there's some people who need to lift it up. Teach them that as we lift on high, and leverage your power within us, that we can do anything. We can overcome anything. So for those who are feeling hopeless and helpless, give them hope and give them help. We honor you and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. So we got to rock these solutions. We got to get into these solutions for these resolutions. As you approach the new year, it's time to evaluate your life and your business so you know where you're going. If you don't want a recap, a review, a rewind of whatever you didn't want in 2020, I don't want anything to be exactly the same as it was in 2020. Even my good days, my wins, I want to progress. I want to continuously learn. And I want you to have the same mindset of that. So if you're having some struggles, and more than likely your solution boils down to four core areas that you need to take a look at. You can analyze your life, whether it's your spiritual life, your personal life. You can analyze your business, your finances with the SWOT analysis. Have you ever heard of that? I know you have, but most of the time people apply it to business, but you can actually apply it to every area of your life. You literally can evaluate your life and business with the SWOT analysis, and it will help you identify your strengths as well to put yourself in the best position of stability and growth. Now, I want to give you a little clue inside of the SWOT analysis. So when you start thinking about your strengths, what are the areas of your business that might be working well? What about your weaknesses? Think about where you need to improve, any resources that you need. What about your opportunities? You got to learn how to look at opportunities properly. We actually going to be releasing an article on NicolaSmithJackson.com where you'll be able to literally break down SWOT for every area of your life. And then the threats, what are those obstacles that might prevent you from living an extraordinary life in 2021? This is a good time to do it, because if you are anywhere wanting to do better in your life, in your business, follow what successful people do, because the new year starts top of November. Like, October ends the new year, like ends the year. That's the fiscal year done. So you want to start doing like successful people do so you can start getting ahead in your life and business. Because most people who start say, I'm going to start January 1, you're already late. Because by the time you get your traction, you're already in February and you're already moving forward almost with first quarter. Has that happened to you before? That's probably because you've never done a SWOT analysis. So I want to give you some tips for some resolutions. Number one, make a short list, create quarterly goals, and create some mind hacks. Now, just make a short list. Sometimes the lists that we make are overwhelming, you know, like we write in our Christmas list to Santa, and you know Santa don't really exist, right? You know that he's not the one bringing you any type of gifts, right? We know that everything that God has put on the planet for us to maximize, it must be in decency and in order. So make the list realistic. If last year and the year before and 5 years ago, you still were not meeting your goals, could it be that you kind of put your hat too high where you can't reach it? Could it be that you're creating your goals off of what other people have or other people have done versus identifying what you really want for yourself? Could it be that you just might need to say, I need to be consistent for 7 days first before you try to be consistent for 365? I want to encourage you to start making shorter lists and start looking at your life in quarters. That's what people who worry about, that, you know, really build business and money and things like that. It's quarter by quarter by quarter. So if you say you're going to have this goal, let's say $100,000 in earnings for the year of 2021, that means that by March, end of quarter one, you'll hear it say Q1, you should have earned $25,000. So how would you do that? You got to reverse engineer that. What is that per week? I mean, per month. What is that per month? So you got to make sure that you're being realistic. I mean, think about it. 8 times 3 is about 24, right? So you know that's 25,000. You need to earn $8,300 a month if that's what you're going to be saying you want to do. So now how are you going to earn $8,300 a month? Well, if you break that down into weeks, that's a little over $2,000 a week. So how are you going to do that? So you can now reverse engineer and start biting off. So now when you can hit your weekly goals and you break that down to 5 days a week, then now you know what you need to be doing every single day. I train this pace to win the race. You know what you need to be doing every single day. Yeah, you're going to have some spurts, but let that be a bonus. Don't live your life off of looking for the bonus. Oh, I know we're going to have a spike in this month. People miss goals like that because you never know what might be lying ahead, like the pandemic, what it did for most people that were unprepared. They're like, okay, it threw my quarter off. So be okay with going ahead. And after you now work your life in quarters, create some mind hacks. Mind hacks. Let me tell you something about mind hacks. There are several mind hacks that I've used. One of the main ones is prayer, then meditation, and then visualization, and I have anchoring, different things that I know that, like, you can train your whole brain to just say, I'm successful, I'm successful, I'm successful. And your body and your actions and your thoughts follow. And so I want to let you know that one of the biggest module for Pink Millionaire Club is vision. And this is what most people say. They want to live in their reality, not understanding that the imagination, what the mind can conceive and believe, the person can achieve. So most people don't do this work, taking time to create the vision and then look at the vision every day into where now your brain, like, that becomes your reality. Let's think about this for a moment. Have you ever, like, the worst and contemplated on it, and then the worst happened? Did you know that you envisioned that? You created that. There are some people that will say, well, I vision great things for a moment when other people are watching. I'm talking about, are you envisioning your life the way you want it? Like, I'm not talking about just say, oh, yeah, I want to drive a Porsche. I'm talking about being able to see the color, being able to get in the car. I'm talking about with the car not being there, get in the car, smelling the leather. You can see that it's peanut butter. You can see the color of the steering wheel. You literally can, like, sit in there, like I'm in this chair, and now I'm in a pink chair, but you could be in a white Porsche, a white Bentley, a white. Have you ever done that before? What about in your life where you can literally see yourself? For me, when I gained, like, so much, like, weight and I saw myself, I began to see myself healthy, fit, and strong. And then it start not being that, oh, I don't feel like I want to work out. I start being like, I want to run stairs. I want to whatever. Because I started seeing my body and myself the way I wanted. I'm healthy, fit, strong, vital. This is why I want to let you know that we are going to go so strong with our extraordinary vision for 2021. I've created something extremely special for you. My vision board and my vision movie. Now, let me tell you about this vision board. It's not just an ordinary vision board. It literally has you in the center, and everything that we have been training with all the areas of your life that you want victory. And then now specifically even identifying, you'll get a sneak peek into what I think about creating your wealth network, having real friends, what you want your family dynamic to be. Do you know that literally there was a time in our family where it was havoc? You guys know I am so transparent because I want you to know that even if you're going through tough times, they don't last forever. Our family has had so many hard hits. That's why I show up till 8 o'clock in the morning before I go and take care of my family. After I took care of my time with God, now, you know, I kissed my baby who, you know, gave me upgrade, whatever. Do you know that there was a time that Robert and I were not going to make it? I just knew every day I was like, I'm out. This is it. Many, many years ago, but it still was a time. And when I started seeing my husband differently, I did me a whole SWOT analysis on my marriage, my life. I did a whole SWOT analysis on me. Started looking at areas that, you know what? Just look at what are the great. And I was like, ooh, he's a keeper. I was like, ooh, he's a keeper. And he is, baby. He just upgraded me. Ooh, y'all know I'm not the bragger, baby, but he upgraded me, and he gave me a few of the. I was like, oh, my gosh. I probably would have missed out because I was like, I keep your mama, daddy. I love my in-laws. I love my family. They go hard for me. I go hard for them. I'm like, but you got to go. And look at what God has done. My husband has turned into, like, one of the most powerful men of God I know. I'm not talking about speaking preach keys. He might even cuss. I don't know. He might. You don't know what's going to come out of his mouth, but I'm talking about his heart. We are people who go hard for people. He's that person that would see a man. He saw a man at our church. He saw the man pulling a deer from behind. He said, man, what are you doing? He's an older man. He didn't know the man was 80-something years old. Robert, go help put the deer on the man's truck. And the man was like, this is how he eats. We are those that we give our hearts. And don't sweat it now, because people will try to take advantage of you. People will do mean things to you. People will do things. It don't matter. It don't matter how nice you are. You're going to have people do ugly things. But even in the SWOT analysis, you even need to know how to gracefully detach. So when I can sit there and say that we are best friends, hard hits we've had with our children, painful things that I would have never wanted to go through with anybody else but him. And here we are now, and we're going to go serve our families, serve your family. I want you to know that every area of your life can have a turnaround with this vision movie, vision board, and we're going to actually do a virtual vision board party, but you want to go ahead and get it. Go get it now, get a few more, and you might say, what? What kind of investment, baby? Let me tell you something. our life went from zero to hero with the specific things that I know that I've not seen on any vision board. And even the things that I will teach with this class, you're going to get a free master class along with it. And so even if you have the Power Moves Journal and you have that, you'll be able to get both of those master classes to set your life straight. So you'll have an extraordinary 2021, no matter what it is. But you guys know I'm in straight reality of what it is right now. And that's the reason why we're still giving back. You know, Jesus is the reason for this even every day for me. And if you or you know somebody who's in a time right now of need on today, we have put inside for the foundation and set aside to bless 20 families. So far, we've done 14. We're blessing them with $500 per family. And even today, when I'm on my way handling for my family, if you have a family, I want you to go to nsjfoundation.org, or you can go straight here. If you have a family that you know that's in need, go to this web address, fill out the form. We must hear your story. We have to record for the nonprofit, but we're going to be giving. We got 6 more slots left for today. And so just be patient. We'll be going. I'm going to be looking for those families that we can bless. So 20 families that we want to bless, because we know that there are some children that they may be waking up without any food today. So I want to let you know that I'm here for you, because God has always been there for me. I wish you and your family a very, very blessed holiday. No matter how bad it is, praise is your weapon. Bless God in the midst of everything, the good and the bad. I'll be praying for you and your family, and I'm wishing you a very, very, very Merry Christmas. Joy, love, and peace. See you guys later. Same Nicola. I'm going to go to my mom's house to cook her some breakfast and chill out with her, because you know we lost my stepdad earlier in the year, and she don't want to come out. So I'm going in. Love you.